Heavy gunfire broke out late Friday in many parts of the capital of Bayelsa State, Yenagoa, including at a hotel where the governor of the state and ruling party vice presidential candidate, Goodluck Jonathan, is staying. His aides say he escaped unharmed and that he was taken to a safe location. Witnesses said a police office, electoral offices, and government buildings were also attacked. Ethnic Ijaw militants in the south have said they were angry at the alleged massive fraud that took place during last week's state elections. They also said many polling centers in ethnic Ijaw areas never opened. The militants say they are fighting for a more equitable share of oil wealth. An election observer with the Abuja-based Center for Democracy and Development, John Ikubaje, says poor preparations and woeful security are endangering the credibility of the vote. Elections are also scheduled for a new parliament. The previous assembly rejected proposals to allow outgoing President Olusegun Obasanjo to seek a third elected term. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Abuja.